Come in. Oh, hello. How are you? Constricted? It's a good adjective to describe how you look today. Yeah, you've had a rather pained look on your face all day long. Is that because you've had a hard on all day or because those panties are just too tight? A little bit of both. Yeah, I figured as much. So. I take it that you did at least one of the things I requested. And you did the other. I'm very impressed. Very, very impressed. Now close the door and let me inspect their handiwork. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands on the desk. I want you to bend over slightly. Yes. Do you like me being behind you? I want you to very much get used to this feeling. Because if you succeed in your training, you will be feeling me a lot in that position. You like that, I'll bet. I'm just going to reach around and test to see if that's true. Oh, you love being hard in my presence, don't you? You're always hard in my presence. Is that so? Oh, it's a very dangerous thing to admit. Very, very dangerous. All right. I'm going to pull your pants down and see how well the salon did. Oh my. Oh, look at that beautiful bare bottom. You've been feeling your own ass? I'll bet you have. It's very nice and smooth. I bet it hasn't been this smooth since puberty. That's right. I think every man should enjoy the feeling of his own smooth, bare ass at least once in his lifetime. Yes, I'm sure it was painful. You're just not used to it, is all. Yes, it's something that I will request from time to time. I much prefer it. Because it's just so much easier to spank a bare ass without stinging my hand further from the hair. You understand, don't you? Very well. Well, I'm not going to pull your pants up now. Look at how giant your hard-on is. You have to get going, really? Did you really walk into my office with a hard-on expecting to be let go that quickly? All right. We're going to continue our lessons here. So, take a seat in that chair. How do you say it? Good. Remember to always say yes, mistress, and thank you, mistress. Oh, your eyes are so wide. You think I'm gonna put you in my mouth, don't you? Oh, so cute. No. I'm gonna do a little something called edging. You've heard of it, I assume? All right. Well, what I'm going to do is, as part of your lessons, I need you to come when I command you to come. It's not just when I let you come. It's not just after a long time and I realize, no, I want you to come upon my command. Do you understand? You look so hesitant and scared right now. There's nothing to be scared about. It's only an orgasm. All right. So show me how you usually masturbate. That's a lot of hard gripping, my friend. You need to ease up a little bit there on that vice grip hand thing. Yes. Well, part of the point of edging is for you to experience some longer term pleasure. This is not, you know, you're just trying to get off in 3 minutes because you need to go to sleep. How do I know about that? Come on. You don't think I know men? Please. All right. Yes. I do really like feeling your cock. It's really nice. Oh, I like watching your head just go back like that. Yeah. Did you come yesterday? You came a lot. Good. Good. What did you masturbate about? Well, I may let you have an orgasm if you're good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Do you like two hands on your cock? Do you like two hands on your cock and a finger on your ball sack? I'm going to have to play with your asshole at some point, too. Maybe not today, but sometime kind of soon. Yeah. You're close? Okay, I'm going to let go now. Why? That's the whole point, my friend. The whole point is to get you so close. And then to have you, to let you release. Yes. Oh, deep breath, deep breath. It's good. Don't worry. All right, let's start again. Do you like how I pull my hands up like that? All the way from the bottom of your shaft to the tip of your head? Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, you like me gripping your balls. Later on, I may introduce you to some CBT. You wonder what that is? Oh, honey, you just have to look it up. It's okay. Yeah, you like it when I pull on your balls like this? Yeah? I'll bet you do. Oh, yes. Oh, you're already close again? Don't be jerking your hips up at me like that. You're not getting anywhere. Yes, it's very frustrating, I know. You need to learn a little patience, really, if you're going to do this for me. Little sissy sluts don't get to make demands. And that's why they're sissy sluts. Because a good submissive, again, knows to only speak when talked to, or only to answer the direct question at hand. And to say a lot of yes, mistress, and no, mistress. Oh, actually, not no, mistress. Excuse me. Yes, mistress, and thank you, mistress. You understand, right? You understand. Especially as I scratch my nails up and down your cock. Oh, you've never had anybody do that to you before? Really? I'm going to do all kinds of things to you that nobody's ever done to you. Oh, I like how hard that made you. All right, I'm just going to stroke faster now. Faster, yes, yes. Yes, you like that, don't you? You like that? I'll bet you do. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love love how much you're squirming. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to keep pulling on your balls a little bit like this. Yes, just... let's scratch those two a little bit. Oh, feel your taint. Oh, yes. Oh, you're so close. You're so close. Okay, I'm going to send you over the edge. I'm going to send you over the edge. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? All right, come. Ha. I'm also introducing you to the concept of a ruined orgasm. Why would I do that? Oh. Because I can. And remember, because you're submissive to me.